Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
People are what make Ball special. They know that. That's why they're looking for more special people. Right now, Ball is looking for more production technicians at their Golden plant. You can read the full description and apply at jobs.ball.com and search for Golden, but I can tell you right now that the position is on the front line of the aluminum beverage can production process at Ball's plants, and the company offers a competitive $27.39 per hour with potential for increase at 6, 12, and 18 months on the job. You want to know how you can apply? You want the pertinent information? I got it for you. Again, you can go to jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. That's jobs.ball.com and search for Golden. Or simply text Golden to 77222 and you'll get linked to open positions.
You guys,
let's enjoy this one, fellas.
Do this!
Oh, what's going on, everybody?
God, this one feels good.
Yeah, I hear it.
You what guys hear it. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the Winner's Lounge.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go.
Guys.
An all-timer.
Tonight,
I'm telling you, this season. This season's been up and down. It's been a lot of downs. It's been even the ups have been like whatever. But you know what? This is why we love sports. Because every now and then, you just get handed a night like this one. A night like this one that is like freaking perfect. I mean, the Nuggets curb stomped the Lakers. We came into this one. Everything was Nuggets, Lakers, both reeling. Everybody needs a feel-good moment. Guess what? Not only is it a feel-good moment for the Nuggets, it is a feel-horrible moment for the Lakers, as evidenced by their entire fan base melting down online. Chef's kiss. It's great. I got my man, Brendan Vogt, here.
I thought about leading the show with the slack that Spencer just put in the Nuggets chat, but I think actually...
Is it not appropriate?
We've got too many sponsors, I
really?
Think.
Really? We but, lose a few sponsors.
It's the same sentiment. You're all screaming at your computers right now. Let's go, baby.
I got my man, Superstar Dev, a.k.a. you got the Cosby sweater going on tonight.
Listen, what an ass-whipping. What an ass-whipping. I'm not even going to let you try to bring me down.
I can't
because
bring you down.
It was such a good game, such a good night. Vibes were back. Nuggets were back. Every Nugget is good. I wish D-Line was here.
D-Line's coming. Like, he went to the game tonight, and good for him. You know, he's part of the home crowd that pushed back against
that. Probably why they won.
It's probably why they won. So, the hero we needed, maybe not the one we deserved. But he'll be joining us a little bit later, and I can't wait for it. But, guys, honestly, here's my first question as we start this off. I think it's a dumb question, shame on me for asking it. This is the peak of the vibes of the season so far, wouldn't you say? I mean, is it unanimous?
No, absolutely. It has to be. Like, you could argue in a vacuum that Miami win is the best one of the season, given where they were at. But not every moment, not every season is equal, right, for all these teams. And so, sure, is it just a January game or whatever? Yeah, but for the Denver Nuggets, you want to capitalize on this homestand. Every game against the Lakers is a measuring stick game. Whether or not it's a statement win, like, league-wide, for the Nuggets, it matters.
It's definitely not a statement win league-wide.
It's
it doesn't
not.
Matter, though.
But it doesn't matter
doesn't
to this
matter.
Team.
It's a statement win to
who
me.
Who needed this win, and so... And, like, by the way, guys, that Clippers blow up aside, would it be 5 wins now in a row?
It would be, man. We are this close.
So this
close.
This game matters more to Denver than it would to another team right now. And so it's a big win. Big win.
This game was perfect.
Honestly, it really was.
Absolutely
it really
perfect.
Was perfect.
Every single, you know, thing that you could think of or just the highlights you could think of. The Nuggets, you know, they put up 133 points.
They
so the
that.
Offense was there. Nikola Jokic gets a triple-double and, you know, and just shows that he's one of the best in the entire world.
I can't believe he got a triple-double in 28. He didn't even play the fourth.
Didn't even really try.
Didn't play the end of the third.
Bones Highland and your bench goes off, completely off. And then on top of that, the Nuggets beat the hell out of the Lakers. So everything that you could, like, think of on a Saturday night, this was it. This was it.
I thought, guys, coming into this game, and I think we've sort of defined these terms a bunch of different ways already. Coming into this game, I told you guys pregame show, no, I don't think this can be a statement win. Neither of these teams are good enough. But within the bubble of the Nuggets season, you guys were right sitting here on the other side of it. This feels momentous. We'll see. We'll see how they capitalize on it. But it feels like a much bigger win than I think maybe the absolute value looks like.
Yeah. I mean, there's no question. Like, this is the thing about basketball. This is the thing about
82-game seasons is that there's ebbs and flows, there's all these things, and sometimes you need a moment. And I'm so hopeful. Look, I'm not declaring it. I want to just enjoy this night. Play tomorrow Utah, which is going to be a significantly tougher game. But whatever, I don't want to think about that. I don't even think about this. There are times when a team has a galvanizing moment that's what? And here, first of all, we had the Jermichael Green, Austin Rivers news hit us at the end. Like this afternoon, we found out those guys, one sick, one the other one in protocols. But, you know, the Nuggets were getting healthy. They got some key guys back. You're starting to say, okay, this is where you make the run. Here we go. 2-0 on this homestand. And it wasn't just a win. They didn't get a squeaker. They didn't get a, like, oh, lucky that Dave, you know, so-and-so had all these points or whatever. No, this was an ass-whipping from start to finish, and it just feels so great. We got to start. You guys know where I'm going to go here. Now we get into some players here. I believe, do we have DraftKings King of the Game already ready to go there, Kel? The DraftKings King of the Game tonight. Bones High. Look at this photo of Bones. Wow. That's an almost offensive photo right there. If that was a photo of me, I'd be mad at you for using this one. Bones Highland, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 6 threes, a career-high 6 threes, a career-high 27 points.
Unreal.
I mean, look, I said this homestand is going to be where if he's going to make a move, it's going to happen right here. You get home. It's hard traveling. Rookies, it's hard. This was going to be Bones in his comfort zone. And Mike Singer had a great article today in the Denver Post where he talked about Michael Malone sitting down with him after the Clippers game in which he got benched and having the talk about, hey, I still have trust in you. The old Michael Malone gave him a hug. I wrapped my arms around him and did this. We got that story, but this is the key stretch for him. We're 2-0 right now in this homestand of not just Nuggets winning, but Bones being a key contributor to it. I feel like this is very, very meaningful.
One thing that we've really seen this entire year that, you know, doesn't get talked about as much is when Bones Highland is good, the Nuggets are very good.
Yeah.
Like, really good. Just because he gives them such a great ceiling on that second floor. He has in the second unit, he has a 27-point, 10-rebound game. A double-double, and it's the rebounds that actually came into play. He
got the 10th rebound. I didn't even notice.
Oh, the energy was, like, completely there. And also, the most important thing, the three-point shot was back.
Yep.
That was something that we haven't seen in a while, and he's trying to find different ways to get himself going.
Hold up. Hey, Kale, help out before he gets here. Tell him the plan. He's got a
27 points.
That was quick, Eric. Wow.
It's 6 of 10 from the three-point line. 6 of 10 from the three-point line. That's big time, and for it to be, his first time going against the Los Angeles Lakers, because I already know he's going to say something about that. He's, like, really living in the moment as a rookie, and he shows up against the Lakers. So that was a big big game from him.
Here's the thing, guys. I'm going to pull a stat from Mr. Wind, Harrison Wind. So the Nuggets are now 9-0 this season when Bones Highland scores 10 or more points.
Is Harrison at a wedding right now tweeting Bones Highland?
No.
Right? Oh, okay.
This is an old one from the last game.
Okay.
So after the last win, the Nuggets were 8-0 this season when Bones Highland scores 10-plus points. He had 8 in, like, the first stint tonight.
Right.
And so, or it might have been more. I don't remember. So to me.
Yeah, it was like 8 in a row. Like, he had 8 points right away, yeah.
And I honestly, in a way that I haven't for about a month, I went, I think they got this one. And I didn't say that out loud or on Twitter.
Nobody does right now.
But I felt like when you saw Bones having it, I was like, oh, this might be enough. They can survive the non-Jokic minutes. He was just on it, man. He was just – you brought up the point that Bones' production is very clustered, right? So Bones has a bunch of games where he hasn't shot very well, and he has a bunch of games where he's hit a boatload of threes. This is clearly a guy that sees one drops and says, let me get going. And tonight – it was they just couldn't feed him enough.
So here's the thing. I think that stat is meaningful. Now 8-0 or 9-0, now 10-0, whatever it is. Like, okay, whatever. But do I think that there is a correlation between the Nuggets getting surprise guard play? At this moment, it's surprise, meaning surprise guard play. Faku goes off. Bones goes off. Austin Rivers goes off. Marcus Howard goes off. Like, the Nuggets have won games. We can all think of them off the top of our head where one of those guys did something abnormal. They went above themselves. To me, Austin Rivers is going to have good games every now and then. Like, he's a streaky shooter, and we've seen in the playoffs. Facu Campazzo is going to have games where Facu always brings something. Like, he's a very consistent player, but the impact is up or down or whatever.
Sure.
But Bones Highland, to me, is the one that you look at that you say, that's a guy whose growth chart actually can be very steep. He's the guy that right now can be better in 2 months than what he is right now. And so the correlation between him scoring is really important. I 100% in agreement. So the Nuggets won this game because everybody played well tonight. But the Nuggets curb stomped him tonight because Bones Highland played well tonight.
Yep.
And I really do believe he might be
I think he's probably the X factor for the Nuggets in the regular season this season, and we're seeing it so far in this homestand.
Absolutely. Runs the second unit. He really does. And it was the highlight plays in this game that really stood out. Like, he has some really big shots where he's just fearless out on the floor. Like, he's playing and going against, you know, bigger guys. He's also just highlight plays. Like, that spin move that he had, that finish through traffic, like, to end the half. That's the type of energy that you need. That's the type of momentum that you need going into that second half. So for him to actually
you guys know how much – well, nobody knows this from watching our show. You might think opposite. I love super producer Kale. Like, I like real love. Talking like strong love.
He works so effing
brotherly
hard.
Brotherly love. Like, I'm telling you, it's unbelievable because, you know, we told him three-man set. We always tell him stuff, and at the last minute it changes. And here he is behind the scenes, just
building
like grinding
a set.
I can't believe it.
Hey, Kale, you guys know our motto. We'll do it live.
We have a guest. Can we bring a guest on? It's actually a pretty surprise guest. No. I think we should bring a surprise guest on. Why don't you enter from? Come over here from down the way. We have
who
a surprise
could it
guest.
Be?
Who could it be?
Who could it be?
My goodness! Look at this. I love the lighting today. I'm completely in the dark, thankfully. Welcome. Oh my goodness!
Poor Kale. Poor Kale. This is unbelievable.
This is the king. This is unbelievable.
In the middle of the show.
In the middle of the show. I have to redo the
Why are we the
set.
Way that we are?
Why are we this way? Wow. That looks like LeBron James's robe and staff you must be wearing.
I just found it scattered about outside the ballroom.
Is that right? Wow.
I didn't know what to do. Somebody should treat this right.
Wow, I would say the Emperor indeed has no clothes, as evidenced by them being stolen by Eric here. The king is pantsless. Eric, why don't you take us inside Ball Arena tonight? Was it a good time?
I had an absolutely fantastic time. There were a lot of Lakers fans. Not so much from the decibels.
Right. I'll bet you they were pretty quiet tonight.
Pretty quiet. Not sure. Maybe it was a little
Oh, I love how much money they spent on those tickets too. They had zero fun tonight.
D-Line's mic is not on, by the way, Kale. When you're done adjusting the cameras and building a set live on the spot.
Eric was just saying that you would not know it from the decibel point tonight that Lakers fans. You could see them because I'm sure you saw the yellow and purple all over the arena, but awfully quiet tonight.
So the thing about it is that when we knew it was going to. Is my mic on now? Should I?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh. So. As the third quarter hit, we were like, oh man, like, we're not that far away from seeing yellow streams go up and down the
oh yeah the
of
exit yeah the
like,
exit.
I was like, it's going to be as though we were a bear and we just got ourselves a hold of a beehive and honey is just
how high are
again.
You right now. Wow.
The yellow streams of the Lakers.
Yeah, the yellow streams are honey and the Lakers, and you're a bear. But seriously, like, wow.
It was beautiful.
It was beautiful,
man. It was a beautiful moment. The Lakers fans were quite quiet. They were quite sad. You're right on both counts. Life is beautiful.
Life is beautiful.
What do you think was the loudest that they got tonight?
Bones Island. Bones. Oh, the Lakers fans?
No. The Nuggets fans.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we're back, aren't we?
have we ever lost the stream because the vibes were too powerful?
Just the one time.
I think tonight. Once before, and then now.
I can't believe it. The vibes were so powerful. They're just like, we're so powerful. You in particular, our vibes were here, but you came in and just brought them. The ceiling was no longer the roof. It was incredible. We're talking about Bones Highland, and I want to, so to kind of ground this back as everybody's starting to round back into form here, come back, hop back in on the wagon. My thing was that this homestand was going to be Bones Highland's make or break. I wasn't, guaranteed he's going to be awesome. No. It was, this is his best chance to actually get a rhythm. And if he does, that's going to be the thing for the Nuggets that really kind of puts a shot in their arm and gets them going. I honestly believe that tonight was important for that reason. I think that Bones is gaining confidence, gaining trust from not just Michael Malone. I know we spend a lot of time about Michael Malone benching him, but I even think his teammates, like his teammates get annoyed with him when he makes some of these dumb mistakes or missed shots. I think it was gaining trust from Michael Malone, gaining trust from his teammates, gaining trust in himself. And I feel like this is the start. It's not over, but this is exactly the start the Nuggets needed.
Yeah, and on top of that, it's who he did it against. You know, as a young guy, you don't have moments where you could prove that you're battle tested or you're going to show up in those big games. Like, this Lakers team is bad, but that's still a team that you're going to circle every single time. It doesn't matter what their record is. You want to try to beat the Lakers. You want to try to prove them wrong. They went up 40, and they still had the dogs out there just trying to score every single time. So for him to get, you know, a huge game and be the leading scorer for the Nuggets against the Lakers, that says something. And it's like, okay, this guy gets it. This guy's starting to come on to himself. And on top of that, I mean, he's already went through, you know, all those things. So we're starting to see it become a little bit more consistent. So, you Eric, you've been talking about how he has, you know, a good game, bad game. Good. This is where he breaks
two in
the
a row.
Streak.
Yep. Two in a row.
This is where he breaks the streak. He's two in a row. They have a chance to do it on a back-to-back. He's already answered that he could do it two in a row. Now does he answer if he could do it on the second night of a back-to-back, which we haven't seen. So this is like a huge moment for him, like particularly.
So the chat was really dying to know, when did it get the loudest tonight?
It got the loudest when Bones hit, I think, that fourth three. Like, the crowd went nuts. It also got very loud when Davon Reed continually sunned LeBron James over and over and over, stealing the ball from him, knocking him down, making him look like old. Also, when Aaron Gordon and Westbrook got in their little altercation, like, those were a lot of, like, those, like, bloodthirsty moments. It was beautiful. I've not been to Ball Arena this season. I, like, forgot what it feels like.
This was your first game?
Yes.
You know what this means.
I have to go to every game now?
You're off the show. You're off
great,
the show.
Great.
If every game is a 40-point win, worth it.
Man, the greatest thing that happened to me tonight is I sat next to a Lakers fan that was down so bad that he lowered his own shield and talked honestly about his own team. And they talked about how much they hate LeBron James.
Yeah, right.
They talked about
LeBron too. Yeah, like,
hates
okay,
LeBron.
Yeah.
Oh, of course, hates Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, of course.
They really are like not into this team at all. Like, they're like
freaking dork.
I would have been to Bones Highland the whole
dork,
time,
man.
Yeah.
Say more. Not a true Coloradan. I'm telling you, if you're a Laker fan, you're not a true Coloradan. I put this on Twitter. They're crossing the picket line at King Soopers. I know they are.
Oh.
I know they are.
Well,
not a true Coloradan.
Tonight, if they crossed that picket line, they found nothing but rotten fruit. What a terrible
lot of so much rotten fruit for them, man. I love it. There's nothing
Oh, it's great, dude. I got the whole story. The Lakers suck. They know it. It's beautiful.
And the guy was all just distraught.
He was just, he was just like earnest.
Yeah.
He was like, what am I going to say?
You're going to be back here in a week for the Warriors game. Same guy.
Warriors. Ah, we fucking rule, man.
Like, all right, buddy. The other guy I do want to talk about. So Bones Highland tonight, I'm sure we'll get back to him, but the other guy I want to talk about tonight is Davon Reed.
Incredible.
You have to.
It's important for play. This 10-game thing is weird. Now, obviously, now he's no longer a 10-game guy. He's a two-way guy. But for players, when they arrive on a new team as a hustle guy or this or that, you need to have a moment. Like, that's where you really become endeared. It could be a dunk. It could be a pass. It could be a three-pointer or whatever. Tonight, Davon Reed had his moment, and it came against LeBron Ramon James, where LeBron does this thing. You guys know it. When he gets a mismatch he pulls the ball out. He looks down.
Puts
he kind of
between
does
his legs
like,
six times.
Here we go. I'm about to school this youngin'.
Then he fell over.
And Davon Reed poked the ball. And then Davon Reed gave a clap. And I feel like LeBron, there was like 8 seconds left, and he was like, oh, this guy thinks he's going to clap in my face. Okay, all right, I'm going to really show him. And then he fell over. And it was Davon Reed's moment right there. I honestly believe that was a moment, a Davon Reed welcome party to Denver.
And it came at Ball Arena. And in the second half, he gets another one of those moments, another stop. It goes into a timeout, and he is pumping the crowd up. And that was a real... I think, you know, Malone has given him plenty of welcome to the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah.
That was the fan base's welcome to Davon. And yeah, he had three or four of those moments tonight. We talked before game about this team's answers to the LeBron question and how AG could be that. Not surprised to see Jeff take him from the start, actually, but I figured we'd see AG make an impact there. In the end, it was really Davon Reed, who is your new LeBron stopper. Make the memes, baby.
Is there any other guy that was on a 10-day contract that is playing like this much? He's also,
well, right now,
you know,
probably, but.
And he's on a two-way. There's also not two-way guys that are, you know, given the post-game pressers that are, you know, having those type of moments, right, especially against LeBron James. Like, it's just, it's really about who it's against. Yeah. Like, that's a highlight reel that you get to put on, you know, when you have to find another team if that ever, you know, does come. Like, Davon Reed had his moment, and it was a humbling moment, like, for himself also. I feel like he was hyped, but he also wasn't disrespectful. Like, I know that it was surreal to, like, do that against LeBron James, but he did it again. Like, you're like, okay, you know, he got the best of LeBron one time, but to do it again and to for them to just keep on going through him, I know that that, like, inspired everyone else around him. Like, this guy gets it. This guy is one of us. So, you know, we talked about Bones Highland getting, you know, more attention from his teammates and just trust. They now trust Davon Reed in a better way as well. Like, this is big.
This is what's lost in the super team era, this idea of, like, you know, like, these little moments. Like, think about Davon Reed, guys. Think about him. Signs a 10. He's in the G League. Like, he comes with the Nuggets this summer. It's like, hey, man, play the summer league. You got to grind throughout the summer. You do all this different stuff. He's flying coach. He's doing all. He has to go, like, hey, man, we're going to send you up to Detroit, up to Grand Rapids, and you got to start there, and, you know, maybe we'll need you. Like, he gets a little chance. He gets to go back. Then he gets another chance. Here he is on a two-way. He's not even making that much money. He's not even making that much money as a two-way player, but he gets a chance tonight to guard LeBron James in a moment that means a lot to the Denver Nuggets, and he delivers. Like, this is what his sports are supposed to be about, and it was a great one we got tonight.
This is, like, something that I've come to realize is that, especially in the world of basketball, like, the error, or the margin of error you have is so thin, and it's so easy to wash out of this league. And seeing the number of 10 days and hardship and, like, guys that are getting a second chance and, like, really impressing, like, just shows you, like, how insanely good this league is and how hard it is to remain in this league. Like, because there's guys that come in, like Davon Reed, like, he was playing in, like, China. Like, he couldn't play in this country.
Right, right.
You know, there's just, like, the amount of basketball talent that exists in the world right now is staggering.
I was actually having a conversation with a friend in NBA media over the weekend about, or sometime during this week, about that very idea about, I wonder how many teams, I wonder if the strategy right now, the way the salary cap works, is to really sign 5 players for a ton of money. Traditionally, you think you got to sign a guy for money, and then you got to save some for your bench, and you need, like, this or that. But I wonder if it's just like, these are my 5 guys. Yep. I need them. And, like, guys 6 through 15, there's so many good players out so there true. That it doesn't matter. And, like, Davon Reed would play for a vet minimum. Right now, that'd be, like, a godsend.
They're not the glue guys. They're the grout guys.
But it also is a good example of how, like, the floor of the NBA, like, that line that's drawn, it's not – it doesn't get it right every time. Like, there are a lot of guys in and outside of this bubble
a lot of times
that belong. And what goes into you, like, Davon Reed got drafted into a bad situation, a couple coaching changes and an injury, and boom, this bubble guy is, that bubble's burst.
Right.
He's not in the league. Now we see him in the right situation, and you're thinking, why would this guy not be in the NBA? Right. And so it's a really good reminder that, like, these teams, like, and they don't always get it right. And so, like, what goes into, not everyone is LeBron, and a lot of guys are just trying to survive. And what goes into you being able to do that and you thriving, it's really nuanced and complicated.
Yeah. So I love it. Davon Reed, this was a great moment for him, and I'm just so glad he got the opportunity. Why don't we take our first break? There's a third guy that I feel like we're going through the ticker here. There's a third guy that I think we have to talk about, and that is Zeke Nnaji, who to me is starting, like Bones Highland on a smaller scale, starting to have a little bit of a, hey, this is a momentum builder. And he was very good tonight as well. We'll talk about him.
Sexy pizza. Obviously, that quota has expired, guys, right now. We'll let you know if there's going to be another one coming soon. Hopefully, you check them out. Hopefully, you've seen them at our tailgates, because they've been providing.
The Lakers fans at the arena tonight hate sexy pizza.
They do hate sexy pizza.
I would do they prefer, like, Pizza Hut or something. I don't know.
They make me sick. Yeah. I wish I had a sexy pizza right now.
Oh, my God.
If you're wondering what sexy pizza is, it's Colorado, baby. It's a pizza place, but also they've got philanthropies. A portion of every sale from these 5 specialty pies is donated to a range of different nonprofits right here in Colorado. Eat good, do good, and support Colorado all in one place. Head to Sexy Pizza. If you want to have them support your organization or event like we have with our tailgates, go to www.sexy.pizza. Check out their about page for the donation link and see how Sexy Pizza can support your cause. Sexy Pizza, check them out. Also, like Green Mountain Dental Group. Chances are that it's been way too long since you last got your teeth looked at by a professional. And you should do that. And check out, and you should do it with our friends at Green Mountain Dental Group, who are extreme Colorado sports fans, just like you, just like me, just like all of us here at Den VR. They're the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro. And by now, you should know. If you don't know, when you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam, you walk out of the door with a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's actually an insane value. We have a lot of good deals. That's one of the better ones. So they're going to help take care of your teeth. They're going to give you the right tools to take care of your teeth. And you guys get to talk about Jokic. Everyone wins. Green Mountain Dental Group. Check them out.
Let's go.
Check them out, indeed. Zeke Nagy tonight, a.k.a. Rambo.
Man.
Maybe we're not working Rambo.
Yeah, that's going to stick for sure.
Maybe we'll call him Manbo.
Manbo. Zeke Nagy, look. You look at his stat line tonight. He goes 3 of 11. 1 of 4 from the three-point line. But here's the important thing to me. One, plus 27. When he was on the court, they were dominating. 8 points, 1 steal, 11 rebounds. I keep talking about these rebounds are so important to me. The tenacity. We had a little bit of Tenacious Z tonight, I would say, out on the court. But more than anything, I just feel like he is getting a little bit more comfortable in what is being required of him, what is being asked of him.
Well, it was the Lakers didn't have a lot of size tonight, guys, right? So Dwight's in the starting lineup. That second group was pretty small.
Yeah.
And so Zeke had to be the one, right, especially with no JaMychal. And so you look at his night, that's absolutely the first thing you circle is the 11 rebounds. Now, how long has it been since we've seen the Nuggets make a small ball lineup pay? And think about this. That wasn't even one with Jokic out there, right? They played the right way tonight. And Zeke, I think, understood that the reason he's gotten so much credit of late is the rebounding, and that when you look at who the Lakers had on the floor, that was his best chance to make an impact tonight. He understood it. He got it done.
Underrated stat line for Zeke as of late has been the offensive rebounding.
Yeah.
He's aggressively attacking the boards and keeping plays alive. Also, I mean, he missed the layup today. He goes after it. He doesn't give up on the play. He's still trying to be involved on the rebounding, and he understands that. He went 3 of 11, which, you know, at any time is a bad game, but he was a plus 27. So he's shooting and trying to find himself in the game, but also he's playing well on the defensive end of the floor and also giving the team extra opportunities where you can have a, you know, not-so-good scoring game but still have a good game. So it's good for Zeke to see he doesn't have to score to be effective. He doesn't have to score for that to be the only way that he could get on the floor. He's in the second unit. He did exactly what they needed him to do. Knock down a three-pointer, attack the, you know, the glass, you know, try to get to the free throw line. He did everything that was asked of him, and it was a good game from him.
He also went right at LeBron James, and LeBron blocked it, but he went up strong and he went to dunk that, and I liked that.
Yeah,
more of
yeah.
that from Zeke, and not everyone's LeBron, and you are pretty big.
Dude, we need Tenacious he's like starting Z. to play like a big guy.
Tenacious Z.
Tenacious Z, man. I love to see it. It's I mean, if he can like really awesome. Weave that into his game, like that thing where he's like, oh, right, I'm a big guy. Like,
right.
I can just like run into people and be effective, and then mix it with the finesse game of his three-point shot. Like, that's a dangerous player.
Yeah, well, I love what I saw from him tonight. I really love what I saw from the Nuggets tonight. The next guy we're going to talk about, guys, Nikola Jokic. Ever heard of him? I said in the pregame show. I said it tonight.
He's the Brad Doherty type.
17
right?
points, 12 rebounds, 13 assists, 1 steal. So he did get the steal. Did I hit my parlay? No, because I don't think Aaron Gordon. No, he had 11 points.
13 assists in 28 minutes. He's a center.
13 assists. They were some beauties tonight, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. You know, 17, 12, and 13 for Jokic tonight. 7 of 12 shooting. When this game started, in the pregame we talked about the Dwight Howard matchup. You know, a guy that has been under Jokic's skin has given him a hard time. When this game started, Dwight Howard had like 10 points in the first 5 minutes.
In the first quarter,
and I'm sitting here looking at this and I'm thinking, like, what's with Jok? He can't handle Dwight. You know, this is his kryptonite for whatever reason. But then the game kind of kept going.
Yeah. Then the game was longer than 5 minutes.
It was longer than 5 minutes. And I felt like there was a moment in this game where Jok started to say, no, I'm going at this MF-er.
It was when Dwight drew his third foul.
Yeah.
Or second foul. I think Jok just recognized he had a chance to flip that same script right back on Dwight. And he was not going to miss that opportunity. And that was probably the stretch you zero in on is where Jok had said, okay, I'm going to press the pedal now. That was it. And that, again, man, this goes back to my ultimate, like my favorite Jokic take, which is very, very few guys that have ever played this game have a better understanding of when to pull which lever and when. And tonight was a masterclass in like, if I apply pressure right here, that can break the dam.
Yep.
And I think he fully understood that.
That's a A+ point, man. Hey, Oh, wow.
Giving you a fist bump, man. That was a, you're not going to. Sorry, you got to go. Your turn?
Yeah, whatever, dude. One of the best parts of Jokic's game tonight is he was unbothered. Like, Dwight Howard starts out, you know, getting the best of him, and that's something that I'm sure that he understands. You go back to the bubble and just times that Dwight Howard was going off, and he started out with all of the momentum. Jokic didn't press. Jokic didn't try to go at him every single time, and I think any other superstar in this league would have tried to respond in those different ways. But Jokic is like, you know, okay, I'm just going to just still, you know, do what I have to do. He also understood that Dwight Howard had the disadvantage of fouling too much. So he's going to be, like, cerebral. He's still going to be aggressive. But he's also going to do all of the right things. So just got the best of him the entire time and also got others involved. Him making all those extra passes, it got the offense flowing, and we've been seeing that in the last two games. And I mean, it's they scored 125 plus in two games, and he's starting to get himself going back on the assist. So it's a big game for Jokic, but just an understanding and self-awareness.
Dude, he had a triple-double early in the third.
Got to sit out very early.
The rest of the game. It was like, they have no answer for Jokic. But luckily for them, well, not that luckily, they have no answer for anyone.
Yeah.
They have no answers. This squad, like, that team is so hapless. It's so beautiful to watch. I also got the Lakers fan I was sitting next to admit Jokic is transcendence.
Really?
I was like,
man, they're down real bad.
I'm like, he's awesome, isn't he? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, he's awesome.
These guys are going to start drinking IPAs. They're going to start skiing.
Before you know it.
These guys are really going to be real Converts. It's like they're really going to assimilate into Colorado.
They're going to be at Lightshade screaming DNVR at the top of their lungs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. To all of the Lakers fans that have already crossed over here back to the Nuggets, welcome. We're happy to have you.
We don't want any Converts. Is that right? I'll tell you, there's one shot in particular I remember from Jokic. I think there's a couple of, but I one in particular, and that was his three-pointer. And I know this is I'm probably overstating things here, but there are moments when a Jokic three-pointer just matters a little bit more. Yep. He hit the one tonight. Like, he hit it. And it was a little bit of a, you know, second half, like, let's calm things down. Let's show what's going on. Is Denver going to blow the third quarter? That was one of the big questions we had. They had a nice lead. It wasn't – I think they were up 11 at the – or 13 or 14 or something at the half, but it felt like they should have maybe been up 20. I know it's – we're picking nits here. So you think third quarter, what are they going to do? And he hit one of those threes, and it was like, there it is.
Mm.
That's the one that tells everybody we're fine. We're going to be okay. And it was just very meaningful to me. So the other funny thing is this was an NBA TV game tonight, so it wasn't quite national television.
I wouldn't know. I was at the game.
I'm saying football had the spotlight. But you know what? We did talk about the LeBron MVP Jokic, you know, thing like right tonight. I'll tell you what. No question, the best player on the court tonight was Jokic. Like, LeBron was just an observer of Jokic's greatness
tonight.
The best
player may have been Davon Reed.
Davon Reed was a great player tonight. No, but in all seriousness, though, Jokic tonight, because he didn't play more. He didn't play a lot of minutes. He would have had, like, 30, 20, and 20, but he only played so many minutes tonight. Where else do you guys want to go? Who's the next player you find the most interesting to get to next?
Jeff Green.
All right, Jeff Green.
There's no way you go away from what he did tonight.
That's a good 10 point.
10 of 14.
Yeah.
Like the efficiency's there.
He's on a roll. Dominant. He's on a roll. 26, 3, and 4.
And he's dunking the hell out of the ball. Yeah, he doesn't care who's so around. Wild. Guys move out of the way. That, like, people don't challenge
LeBron
Jeff Green
James
around
moved
the rim.
Out of the way.
Like, he set the tone with his first dunk. He brought it from the side. Goes and
dunks like a rookie.
And he also understands to cut. Like, there's that he could actually sit there at the three-point line, and he had it going from, like, deep. And he's like, no, I'm going to make the defense have to adjust. I'm also going to be able to just go and score. He's actually slashing. It's not just, like, alley-oops and things like that. He's slashing, catches the ball. Guys move out of the way because they just know what he is. So for him to, like, you know, go back in time in this game and go and score 26 points in this game.
Yeah.
Jeff Green scored 26
Dude, I'm saying
points.
Jeff Green has Facu Campaso to thank for the reemergence of this part of his identity. The dunk master, the Duncan uncle is entirely attributed to the play of he and Facu Campaso. Like, it has awakened it in him. Now he's, like, doing it all the time. We didn't get this out of Jeff Green earlier. I didn't know he had this. Like, all the time?
This is actually, though, I think we have now gone from, like, we're learning about Jeff Green, to Jeff Green's going crazy right now.
He's
this
going,
is a lot of dunks even for Jeff Green.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
I think that, like, the style of play that Faku gives to him, where it's just like a downhill pass of him just streaking that two-man game that they have, that pick and roll. It's like downhill, the way that Faku gets him going. Like, his inertia is so violent. Like, yeah. I don't know where it came from. I love it.
I love Jeff Green. And I'm serious. For a second here, like, Jeff Green's bounced around. I have no idea what the future holds for him. Jeff, Denver is your home.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Jeff Green, the Duncan uncle. Dunkle.
Yeah, dude.
There's a lot of argument in the chat right now.
Can I tell you something?
Dunkle or the Duncan
uncle? Can I tell you guys something?
Or Dunk
we Jeff. Don't care what you think. It's the Duncan uncle.
It could be anything you want. Duncan uncle, whatever. I'm telling you, this guy just is like, I feel like we're getting the best Jeff Green.
He was also 4 or 5 from three tonight, and it felt like all four of those makes were ball is popping plays. You know what I mean? He's wide open. Please hit this. The crowd wants to yell. And he obliged, and they obliged. And so it was, we have watched the Nuggets all season long. Play well, play well, play well. Oh, here's an opportunity, and they miss it. And tonight, they just hit every opportunity, right? Every time they smell blood, they went for the kill. It was just awesome. And Green was a lot of it. There were so many moments where it's like, oh, this would be big. And he was like, relax, guys, I got this. 25, or what did he finish with, Dev? It was 23, 26, 3, and 4. That's an insane Jeff Green.
26 points, man, for Jeff Green.
Dude, I
feel like he's living his dream.
I love how glowingly we're talking about Jeff Green, because if you think about the guys we're talking about tonight against the Lakers, Jeff Green, Bones Highland, Davon Reed, guys are like, what, who the hell is over there? Who's... How did they go off like that against the Lakers? Everyone wants to talk about the Lakers, and it's these guys that are doing it to them. So, that has to mean a little bit more.
It does. It's the ebb and the flow of the goddamn season. It's why you ride the waves of life during an NBA season, because you get games like the one we got a couple games ago that was the most distraught, I think, most of Nuggets Twitter especially has felt over the last couple years. Like, that low feeling of like, oh, no, maybe we're – wrong.
Right.
Maybe this team is terrible and we've been following fool's gold. But like, the team is good. It's a good team. We have really good players. Like, sometimes players, we just need our best guys back. Like, we just have Will Barton as our second best player now.
But there are things that they can do in the meantime, and tonight they did them.
For sure,
and that's
for sure.
That's why it's, and so here's the thing. I also want to take a deep breath, right? I understand that it's Portland and the Lakers. But
so, first of all, I just love this shade. It's like you're being serious, but it's also shade. It's like, guys, they haven't beat anyone. They've just beaten the LeBron James's Lakers. All right, it's not really a good win.
Okay, but
the washed king.
Here's why I am excited. Earnestly, two get right games, two Ozzie chances Mandis. To get right. They got it right both times.
Yep.
And so we'll see how it goes from
love
there.
It.
But there's momentum in not just in terms of result, guys, but process, habits, vibes.
Let's get to this, because this is actually the point I wanted to talk about tonight in the postgame show, which is just like, to say, are the Nuggets back is probably, all right, we're oversimplifying it. But seriously, like, this homestand was all about getting right. This homestand was all about building momentum. Dev, where are they in the process right now of getting right?
I think that they're almost back. They're almost truly back. We've been
upgraded to almost back.
Honestly, like they're very questionable now. They're questionable.
Hell yeah. I like questionable. The Nuggets are questionable.
We're so close. Almost probable.
We're out of the protocol. Though,
if you take away that Clippers loss,
just get their legs right.
Right. Like they're rolling. They're truly rolling. And also, what you can see is they're starting to beat the teams that are reeling. That's why tomorrow, is a very, very big game against Utah. That's a really, they're a good team, and they've been historically a good team, but they're reeling right now. So do you try to, take the momentum, the no momentum that they have from them and just really change the way that they, going forward? I think that was the big difference about Utah Jazz and the Nuggets, and we talked about that in previous shows, is the Jazz find a way to beat bad teams every single time. The Nuggets are starting to beat those bad teams. You take away the Clippers one, okay, and you can't get that back, but now you could actually go from here. So, Adam, you talked about this homestand being where it could finally turn around and change. Tomorrow is a huge one to see that.
Huge game.
Well, here's the thing, though. It's interesting that they went from this game with the Lakers where it was like, okay, two teams that haven't necessarily felt great lately. Let's see who's the one that's really down bad. 40-point game. No question who the team that's down bad is. It's not the Nuggets. It's the Lakers. But it is funny also that now tomorrow's game features the same thing. Like, the Jazz are on a little bit of a slide. Nuggets are starting to think, hey, are we back? We don't, you know, let's find out. And if you win, all of a sudden the Jazz are like, wait, do we suck? And the Nuggets are up here. So this is another, just like tonight.
My feeling is that that game against the Jazz, or the Jazz, the Clippers, will be the one we look back on as where the light flipped on.
I effing hope so.
Every it's year like, in January against the Clippers. It's just, you just
it's
know
just
it.
Like,
schedule it every year.
It was such a bad loss. Such a bad loss. So disheartening. Really made everybody sort of question what they were doing. It sounded like the coaching staff included. Malone sounded way more introspective the day after, talking about sort of that win. And he also sort of, it felt like he hit a reset. Like, he apologized to Matt Moore. Like, he was just like, he was like,
can I tell you something? That was a, like, Malone does this because he's very emotional. He'll, yes. like, we saw Cassidy yes. Hubbard or whatever where he yes. did it, and then he apologized.
Yes.
He does this, but the Matt Moore one was funny because I was kind of surprised he apologized on
right,
because
Matt was wrong, right.
But it was a moment, you're right, that to me it was a moment it was a deep reflection. He came out of meditation yes. and was like, I need to apologize
I
to
think
Matt Moore.
That the Nuggets as a whole were like, wow, we just took the biggest L of our careers. We need to right. sort of look in the mirror. We're not doing the right things. And since then, the vibes, you tell me.
Look at this. Look at this smug mother.
How high are you? Like, wow.
No, I'm more drunk than high, bro. Come on.
All right. Well, there you go. Absolutely, man. Just a 10 out of 10 vibes winning. Here's a crazy stat for you guys. Dev, what are the Nuggets over the last 10 games? Don't look. What would you guess? Over the last 10, what's the record?
With this win, I'd say 7-3.
What would you guess?
7-3.
Did you guys already know?
No, just my guess.
I'd say 7-3.
Here's the thing. 7-3 is really good.
It's really good.
It is good.
And it 700%. Feels like we yeah. feel like, are there, you know, this or that. And again, I still think the Nuggets have to prove to us they have to get some more wins.
They do.
But 7-3 is at least another little indicator here of like, hey, Nuggets are doing a little bit better. We got an audience here. What's up, everybody?
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, like, here?
It's cracking, boys.
I left.
Girls,
I left Ball Arena.
You guys want some Rakia? No.
They took like, deep breaths.
They're
both
like,
of them.
Right? They're like, oh. Someone told me this would be fun.
When I left Ball Arena, like, things felt like a little different. Like, the world felt a little different. Like, it felt as though
spring is in the air.
Had hit its darkest point.
Oh, wow. No, they're going to have the
Rocky
we
different.
Have.
It just felt different. I don't know what to say, man. Like, I got that old-timey Nuggets feeling, just like a little bit. I got that twinge of like, oh, that's right. That's like why you spent a good portion of the last 5 years of your life focused on this squad. Like,
did feel that twinge tonight, didn't you?
Felt it,
spark,
man.
Huh?
Felt it.
I love that.
Outside was cold, but it felt like a little warmer. So, I don't know. Do with that what you will, but the Nuggets are back and we're going to win the championship. Let's go.
We're right back there. Any other final closing thoughts on this one? I mean, here's one thing I will say. The Lakers, not that I give a shit about what they're doing, but it is funny to watch them tonight and think, like, Anthony Davis coming back, trade deadline soon. I feel like that team is just going to be an awkward locker room from now until the trade deadline.
It feels like LeBron understands that they're not good enough around him.
No.
Like, that he has to be that guy every night.
No, but it also understands, like, all the players also understand that LeBron understands it.
Yes.
They're, like, all sitting there. It's like duck, duck, goose. They're like, am I going to be called by the one? Am I the goose?
You're, like, texting LeBron, like, FYI, I was 3 of 5 from deep tonight.
I don't know if you saw my plus minus, but it was not as bad as Taylor Norton
like
over
that
here.
He was way worse. I gave you like do you want that higher or?
Do you notice we won the minutes when I was on the court with you tonight, but lost them when I was with Avery Bradley?
Player A on this list of thoughts is actually player B was Kyrie Irving the year you won the championship. Just that FYI. A
couple of notes for me, guys. Will Barton was decent in the win, but I want to note that he shot the fewest amount of shots in the starting group. Just like to point that out whenever it happens, because everyone likes to point out when the opposite happens.
That's so true, man. Well, Bart, how many shots did he take tonight? What did you say?
He only took 5 shots tonight.
He took 5 shots.
Is that correct?
What a ball hog.
He took 9 shots. No, he took 5 shots. Only 5 shots. The fewest in the starting lineup.
What a ball hog, man.
And then
he made 4 of 5 tonight.
And then plus minus darling Facundo Campazzo, 34 tonight.
Team
tied for high with Bone Tyler.
Plus 34?
Yeah, plus 34.
Because I don't want to get yelled at again.
I was just joking.
I don't have a ton of Facu takes from tonight. I thought he was good.
Yeah.
Obviously, he was a team high plus 34, so I'm a little surprised by that. I thought he was good.
The bench whipped. That's all.
The bench whipped ass.
For reference, Bones Highland plus 34, Devon Reed plus 33, Facundo Campazzo plus 34, one more, Zeke Nagy plus 27.
Oh,
so the bench did fine.
Another another little nugget from tonight. The Laker fan sitting next to me after Faku had a good play where he, I think he went for an and one. He was like, it's because he's wearing Kobe's.
It was awesome. They're doing everything.
It was awesome. He's so good. Yeah. He has to admit he's good, but it's because he's wearing Kobe's.
I love that they're already in nostalgia mode. You know, like already going back in the day. Yeah, that's so great. Let's take another break. On the other side, Super Chats. Ryan Blackburn, my homie, is going to be joining us from DenverStiz.com. Also, the Pick Action Roll podcast. He's taking the place of Harrison Wynn tonight. Is it a coincidence? Does anybody feel that Harrison Wynn not present tonight? Nuggets vibes are immaculate.
Oh,
wow.
Not a coincidence.
Wow, Ewing theory in effect tonight. Should we trade Wynn?
I don't know.
Should we trade Wynn?
Yeah, what state is he in right now, actually?
I have no idea.
Wisconsin?
Probably, I would say a drunken state.
Dude, he can stay there. But tell me that having a weekly article named The Windy City wouldn't slap.
So we're trading him to Chicago?
Go to Chicago,
for Lonzo Ball.
We traded him Harrison for Lonzo. Oh, my God. I love Harrison, but for Lonzo.
Thoughts and musing from Harrison Wynn. The Windy City.
You know what? I bet Wynn has tweeted at least once tonight. I'm going
to
check.
He's probably got better tweets than me, to be honest. You know you're up,
you're
right?
Supposed to actually go.
Do I? Is it ad reason? Honestly, not doing the bit, I had no idea. I had no idea that we would go into that.
The greatest thing is that when you have a bit where you're bad at your job.
Yeah.
That's the joke, but it's also
not
this
lost
time
on
he's
me.
Not doing that bit.
Not lost on me. Worked very hard to establish that.
It's comedy.
Hey, the NFL playoffs are here. The Denver Broncos are not, but DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is, and they're kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Any wildcard team to win their game, Dev, like the Bills or something.
Like the Bills, if you would have placed that bet,
like if
on
someone
the Bills,
were to bet on the Bills, tonight. They would have won tonight. All customers can also get in on the DraftKings Hammer the Over, like the Bills Patriots game, which was the Hammer the Over tonight.
Yeah,
Hell yeah, it was.
For every 5,000 bettors who take the over,
the Bills
Saturday
really
night,
helped out the over tonight.
They really did. The Bills
Patriots
really
didn't really carry their weight in that, but the Bills carried it so much that they actually carried it for both teams tonight.
I personally want to thank the Bills, as does the rest of America, for the over tonight.
And so a reminder, the Bills
the
will
Bills
be
alone were the over.
The Bills who won their game will play again next weekend. And just remember to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code DNVR. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 is feast. It's promo code DNVR this wild card weekend at DraftKings Sportsbook. An official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older. Colorado only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. The Patriots lost.
Was that in the ad read?
They update those daily?
What's happening here?
By the hour.
Parker's updating the ad reads like at on the hour.
And then, guys, Light Shade Dispensary, Colorado's premier dispensary. We can drop the soon-to-be. There's now 11 locations. That's pretty tight. Hang on a second. Oh, no.
Use DNVR.
Where's the Ripple one? Yeah, we want to talk to you about Ripple products, which you can find at Lightshade. Ripple is a fast-acting dissolvable, clinically proven to hit 2 times faster than the leading gummy. Boom, tough actin to actin. Ripple starts absorbing within 10 minutes, so you can depend on a consistent experience every time. Ripple Quick Sips are the most convenient way to get the fastest THC. Just pour on your tongue. Where can you find Ripple? At Colorado's premier dispensary, Lightshade, with 11 Colorado locations. Podcast listeners can get 25% off non-sale items with code DNVR.
Ripple's fantastic. Ripple is a mainstay at the DNVR tailgates.
Every single time, D-Line, if you guys notice this, D-Line's mic is pointed at his forehead.
His nose, yeah.
And then when he talks, he goes like this. Like,
as if he can't just reach down.
As if he couldn't just like make the mic point at
any
his
point.
Mouth. I love it. It's your own style. I'm not complaining. I'm saying I like it.
Guys, I'm not classically trained.
Dude, this shit is so much louder.
Can I tell you guys something?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Each one of you is my least favorite. One more than the last.
What?
I won't say which order.
Wait. Sweet.
I'm
know
thrilled
favorite,
I'm in the middle.
So I know, yeah, you're perfect.
I mean, I just
you are the most middle of his like. Let's get to some super chats, man. The vibes had to have been amazing. What did we make? $1 million tonight?
Yeah.
$10 million.
You must be rich.
Did you just? What did you just do there?
Are we gonna drink these?
Is that how
shots,
tiny?
From the old show.
Oh, got you. You don't have a headset, do you?
Do you know how I can't ever read these naturally, not let alone when they're size one font.
Showing some love to the DNVR crew. $5, Mundering LeBron and the Lakers. Priceless.
Oh, Justin hell McCullough, yeah.
Dude. We're like, dude, Kale, way to find this from the old
crew. Yeah, dude, that's some super producing.
Kale is a lot of things. Most not good. The one thing that is good, he is dutiful and he makes sure that super chats get read.
Kale, make a new DraftKings Sportsbook King of the Game graphic with yourself on it, will you?
Yeah, Kale. But
with the crown on your ass.
You might not know it, by the way. We talk open shit about him all night long. He's really good at his job.
All right, what's another one? Get up close again.
Okay, let's see.
Make this one smaller, Kale.
The energy Faku, Bones, Reed, and Zeke bring is what we need off the bench. Kristen, great point.
I want to pull on this thread for a little bit because
I wanted to drink Rakia, but fine, pull on the thread.
Sorry. There is something too. So often we talk about roles on a team. We talk about, can he shoot? Can he drive? Can he protect the rim? Can he rebound? There are personality traits that every team needs. And it's like a multitude of personalities. Like, you're not like everybody needs to be this type. You need lots of different things. When you're a bench player, a la a Davon Reed in particular, but also Faku understands this. He brings energy every goddamn night. Every second he brings. Yes. Nobody has ever said Faku didn't have the energy tonight. He always brings it. So he understands this. But Davon, Bones, that's what they need. That's what they need. They need to bring this emotional lift to the Nuggets as much as we talk about the skill sets. And I do agree. Tonight, Davon Reed clapping as he was getting a stop 100%. Against LeBron, that is energy. That's, I'm not afraid of you. Oh. I'm willing to put myself in the spotlight right now, put myself on the line to do this.
Oh, that feeling was so apparent in the arena. Like, it just felt like, I mean, immediately when LeBron fell down, I was like, don't get any sweeter than this, boys. It don't get any sweeter than this. We're watching the king dethrone himself in embarrassing fashion. It's like, you don't think so? It felt that way. It just felt like the changing of the guard.
Yeah, was the robe too hot or something?
No, I had to lean forward. It fell off.
Okay.
We don't have like, it doesn't, yeah. Whatever. Like,
Eric, are you going full changing of the guard after that?
Yeah.
I'm going full change. It's Davon Reed's
league
now. Yeah,
it's his league.
Wash King, it's over. My league now. Ja Morant, Jokic.
In all seriousness, though, I do feel like this is part of the Zeke Nagy thing. I feel like when he's approaching last season and this season, it was, okay, I can shoot, I can do this or that. What is it? See, what the team needs for you is for you to be a psychopath.
100%.
Sometimes. They just need you to dive out of bounds for a ball you had no chance of getting. Just to be like, hey, I'm going to come home with a couple cuts and everything else. And I feel like he's starting to get that. That's why I say there are these personality traits you need.
My favorite play of the game from Zeke was LeBron blocking his dunk. And it's just, you have to go, because if you go for a layup, he's blocking that shit too. So go up strong, and not everyone's going to be LeBron, and have that in your head that you're not seeing who it is, because that's the right play. That's finishing strong. So I do think that really is Zeke's process right now. Is mentally sort of turning a corner of like, hey man, physically, skill wise, all of it, like, you belong. Go be tenacious.
Rob asked, would you be cool with Reed slapping the floor? No.
I was gonna make the same joke. Shout out, Rob.
Every man has a code. My code is no floor slapping for adults.
Have you guys ever seen someone actually get a stop once they slap the floor?
Never.
Because I haven't.
Oh, this is. Are you kidding? College basketball is full of floor slap, but it's more like
they
guys
get scored
just,
on every time.
Yeah. No, they usually just miss. The other team misses shots because that's how college basketball works. But whatever.
Floater.
Brick. All right. What else we got? Man, we have a lot from the old chat. The old chat was the real one.
The BC chat, but before Crash. All right, let's get busy! Also, no one can tell me Jeff Green does not love playing with Jokic and getting a poster dunk on every play. Let's go, Danny K.
Legitimately worried Jeff Green's going to cost too much. Like 36-year-old Jeff Green is like, I don't know if we can afford him, guys. He's going to be he's a max player.
Dude, he was legitimately not like good for his role tonight. Just very,
he's
good. Very
dude, he's
good.
Maxing out my heart, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, nice.
All right, give us the next one. Keep them coming, man. These super chats are sending us to Serbia.
All right, James Ray.
Welcome by Nikola Jokic.
I think it's time for a few shots, boys. Oh, God.
Right. Oh, if only I had poured them.
The Rakia on the way out. Go Nuggets, James.
Hell yeah, James. My guy, James Ray. I think we've got to go to my man here. I'm hosting, guys. I got to host tonight. By the way, real quick. So you guys might have noticed right here, My guy Marco has been to the bar now twice from Chicago, and he's in town because tomorrow night we're going, obviously, we're taking the party bus to watch the Nuggets smack down on Gobert and the Jazz. Makes his own rakia, starting his own distillery, Big Honey. Big Honey Rakia.
So holy what we shit, have right are you here kidding?
May or may not make you go blind.
Wait a minute. We have experimental rakia.
We have experimental rakia that comes in this tea. It's a bottle that says tea on it.
What's the worst that could happen?
Is this one of these things, like, if we got caught with it, we'd go to jail?
Probably.
Are we incriminating ourselves?
Is that actually, are we? Is this illegal?
Moonshine certainly is not legal.
Is bootlegging illegal?
Is bootlegging illegal? I don't know. Well, you've brought something to my attention I'm concerned for. Anyway, drink this out. Marco. Givoli.
Big Givoli. Givoli. You son of a biscuit.
I feel bad not taking Marco's.
That is a that's strong. That's strong. That's so strong.
Holy shit! That is
strong.
It's a lot stronger.
He actually said it was. He actually said it was stronger than most rakia.
It's stronger than the store bought.
Yo,
so
that
sure.
Second kick.
Oh,
it hit me twice. Yo.
Oh, can we just skip to around the association?
Yo. You know what? That one did taste great. I actually think it tasted fantastic.
Tasted good.
But it also did, you're right, it tastes like it is rubbing alcohol at the end.
My God, dude. I went blind just now.
Oh.
Is anyone here? I'll read the super
I'm
chat.
I'm sweating. Right, my hands are sweaty.
Dude, my palms are sweaty, knees weak.
I think I might throw up your mom's spaghetti.
You guys know how, like, at a potluck, when you're like, I don't want to touch that, it looks nasty? That's what that is. Like,
I can't believe you're doing this, my guy Marco.
I don't care.
No,
I
disagree. I think that one's actually.
Hey,
I
like Marco.
I hate
Marco.
I hate all of it.
He hates all
the old
rocket.
One.
He's not destroying
me. I definitely hate that one.
That's right.
You just lost your Serbian card.
No, you can't give it away. You didn't give me the Serbian card, so you can't take away the Serbian card.
Tell him it's gone.
You don't have a Serbian card, so you can't take it away from me.
Oh, this is getting under my skin.
It's like an
Dylan Smith says, what a night, fellas. Bones and Jokic, LeBron may have to cry one out. LOL. I think that means laughing out loud. Dylan, you couldn't be more right.
People don't remember this. When LeBron turned, like, I can't remember, one of his birthdays, he was in Denver. Josh Kroenke and LeBron friends. They all flew to Aspen immediately after the game. There was so many people in town. Like, all these, like, famous people were in the hall. Do you remember this game, Dev? Were you around for this one?
Yes.
This was, like, maybe 6 years ago.
Yes.
I want to say it was his 30th birthday, and they went to Aspen. It was like famous people in the hallway, and I remember it being, and it was so weird. They don't want to party in Denver. They're going to party in Aspen.
Well, that's where all the money goes to Aspen.
COVID started there,
and all of these people
Aspen,
from Europe
right.
and everywhere flew in because Aspen's a big place.
Can you imagine being so rich as, like, hey, you guys, after the show, do you guys want to go to Aspen?
Adam, you asked me to go to Aspen, and you had a way to get me there. I would do it in
a heartbeat. You would.
The closest we got was a cabin trip that you canceled because you got sick.
Well, it wasn't my fault.
I agree to disagree.
Maybe it was. I don't know.
Agree to disagree.
Anyway, I got it.
Listen, I don't have it.
I was very safe to protect
all
you.
All right.
All right, what else we have?
All right, let's see here.
Man, I can't believe all these came in over there like this.
Man, one shot.
Chris says,
in there.
Devon Reed!
Hell yeah, Chris.
Strong agree, man.
Defense, guys.
Defense.
I couldn't see.
All right, what else we got?
The LeBron stopper.
Is that how many we have?
It's from Dylan. Oh, that's the same one. Nope, not new. Found a new one. This seems like a rhyme. All right.
Wow, beautiful. Okay.
Styling like Bones Highland. Put a player on an island. Three ball wet, no drying. Cook defenders. I fry them. I sent this on an airplane.
I sent this on an airplane?
I don't think the last part was not part of the rhyme.
That was incredible, though.
Would you rate my rhyme just now?
And
I want to ask you, Brendan, how did I do?
Remember when there were no sports and we were doing Jackbox games and we did robot rap battles?
We've come a long way. It's funny. I was just doing some end of year analysis and going through. Our low point was then. That was our low point.
When I did a rap battle with rap redacted battle on Jackbox.
That was our worst month ever.
Yeah.
April 2020.
Anyway, please keep those super chats going.
The world was a little weird at that point, but
it's still weird right now. All right. Denver Smuggets. I already know I'm going to love reading this one.
Because it's you?
It's not me!
Because you wrote it?
I'm going to love writing this one.
I did, just so everyone knows, I did make Denver Smuggets' avatar, and the price for the avatar was that he had to tell me who he was. So now I know. You don't know. All right, it says, this couldn't have happened at a better time. The Ball Arena takeover tomorrow night is about to be incredibly lit. Plus, Jokic got to rest. My smug levels are through the roof.
Oh, my God.
Maybe this is me.
Maybe this is you. I am excited for tomorrow being such a big game. Like, look, it's not house money because if they lose, I'll be sad. But it is like if they win, it's just going to feel so freaking good, this Nuggets team rolling like that. And we get the party bus. We get all of this in front
of
them.
You know what it is?
By the way, if you're at Bowl Arena and you're not part of the party bus, no problem. We're going to have a table. I'll tweet it out. So be on the lookout tomorrow. We'll probably mention the pregame as well. We're going to be at Bowl Arena with a table with some cool stuff going on.
Yeah, you don't have to ride our bus. You can just come hang out with us.
We're going to have some cool stuff, so come hang out with us.
And,
man,
hey, whether you're on the bus or not, if you rep DNVR, rep it to the game. Find your shirt. Wear that shirt.
Get your DNVR shirt.
We want to see you guys loud and proud. I'll be coming through for a fan vote, so I'll see some of you.
You
want to
be on the fan vote? Come on by. Talk shit about the Jazz.
Should be fun.
What else we got?
Jeez. Munder Dome is back!
Oh, yeah, it was the Munder
Welcome
Dome.
Welcome to
You're
the
right.
Munder Dome. That was an improbable Munder, by the way. I was not looking good at halftime.
Also, they're like the top offense over the last 10 games in the NBA. Top offensive rating. All right, what else?
Feeling smug.
Free Noel?
All right. Hey, thank you for that.
Sure. Yeah. Free Noel. We don't disagree if you paid for it.
I don't know.
Free Noel.
I should probably check what Noel did first.
I know. Are we part of a political? Okay. Sweet, sweet game. Are we going to do some group chats or chants tomorrow for the bus takeover?
Oh, please, we'll work on yes. Those. Yeah.
Eat them all Nuggets.
We're going to say
Nuggets-y.
I came up with a little something. He goes, go, go, Nuggets. We're the best. Together, we are more than the rest. And we just say that over and over.
That sounds great, Eric.
I hope they kick you out.
Yeah, well, thanks,
what
Eric.
Are you doing? Eric will not be on the bus tomorrow.
Number one Nuggets. We're the number one.
Keep going here. Let's keep going. Let's keep it moving. Eric's really
we literally had some real ones.
Oso Blanco says, vibes surrounded with little purple stars.
It was a super
stars.
Sticker.
Oh, my
sticker,
God. These
vibes.
Super stickers.
No one has ever kept
those. Vibes. That's the best super sticker, Oso Blanco.
That's the best one.
Oh, my God.
A lot of super chats.
We got another one. It says, the dream team is back tonight. Bones Highland layup and D-Line Co. entrance to the show are highlights of the night. Wow, you are right behind Bones.
I would argue it was a low light since you derailed the broadcast. But
well,
I guess
some would say that the broadcast didn't start until I arrived.
You know what? I would say that.
That's true. That's actually true. People have said that.
The second one didn't start until you arrived. That spin layup actually was really sexy,
man. That was lit.
That was really sexy.
Trifling.
It was also the night the skeletons came to life.
We got another one that says, super chat. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. I love it.
That's exactly what it
is. This is a describer.
You know what? Imagine if you saw someone in real life and you handed them $5 and you just yelled $5
super chat $5
that'd be
thank
dope.
You the world would be a better place
you. It would
David W says still I'm styling call me Bones Highland
see
put a player on an island three ball wet no dying cook
drying
defenders, I fry him pass to Jeff he's flying I'm on an airplane I love that he sent this one
hold doubling on, down on the airplane
they went down he said you know what F it I'm still on an airplane sending it again that's my guy David W you are the DraftKings Sportsbook super chat of the game
from the
hell
mile
yeah.
High are you is this a new mile high club
dude he's the drunkest one on the plane
that's awesome
he's probably duct taped to the plate
he's
at
probably
this
screaming did you guys see the Lakers score
I think we just technically had a rap battle you and I
we did have a rap battle in the same lines
yeah. Who had cadence, though?
Oh, fuck.
You had no cadence.
I couldn't read that shit.
Well, one person can read, then
you might not be
scansion.
A good rapper.
Jacob says, super chat. Strong agree.
Jacob is here.
Oh, shit.
Jacob is here.
Jacob.
He
didn't know how to do it, so he just
Jacob
he
sent two
one
super
on
chats.
Him,
he put two
didn't know
good
how to super
chats.
Chat. First time in Denver. Just got to the bar from the game. Trying to take Adam up on his offer to come on.
He's here,
up.
Guys.
All the Nuggets
He's
are here. Good. Smuggets are back. Hell yeah, they are.
Let's go.
Except for I told you, come up, get you some Rakia. To get Rakia. I thought you got bought up to get Rakia, and I offered you Rakia.
We'll get you.
Hey, will you grab a shot glass from our guest here?
No,
get
no,
him
no.
Some real Rakia.
If you're going to do it, if you're going to put this poison in your body, just do it.
Guys, I'm not kidding.
Because I still feel
like
it, and it hurts.
I'm sweaty.
My face is like a little
There's nothing to read. It's tea.
I've been sweating since that shot.
What are you allergic to?
Allergy card. You're not going to trick me.
Hey, our guy Crystal Ghost says, one time you all want to slam Rocky. I'm not there. Crystal Ghost does slam Rocky. Like,
yeah. First of all, Crystal, it's not just one time for us.
Yeah, that's actually true. Yeah, this is one time. I mean, come on, like basically every Saturday winner's lounge. All right, what else we got?
Shout out to D-Line, King of the Common Fan from the upper deck with 10 beers in the belly.
My guy.
Take that L back to retirement, Village Fakers. Dude, there's some heat on that super
chat. Dude, no
chat.
One understands that one's you coming like in David. Hot. No one understands you like David.
You are a King of the Common
Fan. I'm telling you, man. Lakers fans suck. They moved to Colorado, but they're not Coloradans. They are not Coloradans. Wow. All right, what else we got? Justin says, immaculate vibe, booster shot tonight. Oh, hell yeah, Dunkle Jeff.
It's going to go ahead and refund your $5. It's the Dunkin' Uncle Jeff. We reject your comment.
I thought you were about to go anti-vax, but that's fine. Yeah.
We actually don't approve of it. Yeah.
I didn't see fear on your face.
Yeah, we like, drank the vaccine. Yeah.
All right, what else we got? Mixer says, when this team plays like one with solidarity and intensity, everything flows so much easier. Even Jokic looks more energized. Also, do you guys think Boogie will come to Denver now? Man, the Boogie story, like, this is why so much happens in 1 year that you need to, like, catalog it all, you know? Because you come back, like, we're going to forget.
That's what we do for a living.
I have no idea if DeMarcus Cousins is still coming to Denver. Well, honestly, if he was, I thought he would come tonight for the back-to-back.
I don't know. Take of this what you will, but these are the facts that I do know.
Okay.
Will Barton entered health and safety protocol. That was the second slot that enabled them to offer that 10-day deal. Will Barton is out of health and safety protocol. I don't know if that means they can't offer him a deal. We'll work on getting an answer to that. But food for thought, keep in mind it wasn't the bull trade. It was Barton, and Barton's back now. So something to keep an eye on.
It's weird how when this story first broke, earlier in the season, it's like, or earlier in the week, it's like Nuggets kind of need this or that. Right now, you kind of look at it and you're like, I want to see what happens tomorrow night.
A little bit, yeah.
I want to see. Yeah. Like, I don't know. The Nuggets need. I think DeMarcus Cousins would be good if he came.
I mean,
here.
I would take him
but
gladly.
But part of me is sitting here like, the Nuggets just needed a good stretch, man. They just needed, and this is the opportunity. So we'll see. I don't know. I mean, we'll see. Might still happen. A lot of season left. Protocols yet ahead. Trevor says, 2-0 since watching games with my daughter.
Trevor!
Oh, Trevor, that's right! That's dude, right, the lucky daughter. Holy dude, hell, they've never
Trevor's daughter is the biggest Nugget stand there
dude,
is.
Dude, I'm telling you, Trevor.
140 points
she's
a game.
The
Trevor,
biggest
you're like the greatest story of the week, man. Girl dad, joining the club, girl dad. She knows nothing but Nuggets dominance.
3-0
coming. You deleted it before I could read it, Kale.
3-0 coming.
What's that?
Said 3-0
coming. Kale, don't listen
coming.
To him. You're doing great.
Utah 3-0 coming. I love it. You know what? He had a daughter. He became a smugget. Daughters are the best, Trevor. I can't wait. I'm so happy for you, man.
Oh.
Pierce says, Super Producer Kale putting in the extra work. These games where Jokic gets to sit the fourth are good for his soul.
And his feet and his knee
Hold
and his
on,
back.
This you know who else a girl dad? Jokic.
Oh, that's true.
This was a very smart super chat. First off, he gave Super Producer Kale some
That's
love.
How you know you're going
to
get
he
on,
He made
yeah.
sure to throw that up, but he still wanted to get his question off.
That's right.
I really, really like
That's right.
Send me a Super Chat.
He's like, Kale won't
send
miss
me a
this
Super
one.
Chat.
Yeah.
That was smart.
Economic. All right, what else we got? Danny says, crazy stat I just came across. Nuggets are 22-0 this season when vibes are immaculate.
You know
wow,
what?
He is
He's
so
on
right.
to something. Man, that's shit. That's a guy that does his research.
I might put that in the player grades. Yeah.
I got to
Man, deep dive on the Nuggets right here.
You're undefeated.
Hang on.
Undefeated when the vibes are immaculate.
I'm fat check
Who would have thought?
So true.
Who
he's
thought?
Right. No, he's right. Yeah.
McQueen, would you have thought that?
Stanley you is telling me right now, over under 46 wins for the Nuggets. Can you even make me do math?
Wait, I did.
22
I,
and
what's the record now?
We're just going to say over every time.
How many have they won?
No
Stanley.
One likes, no one likes
How many have they played?
Exactly half. 41 now, right? Or
22.
42.
So
I think
44?
We're at, I think we're 42.
So over. So it's going to be over, yeah.
Ooh.
Over.
Smug, huh?
Kind of the brand.
I'll tell you what. If they beat Utah tomorrow
no,
night,
they're 41.
I'll get annoying.
This is the exact half point.
I'll get annoying.
Exact half point.
If they beat Utah.
22 at the exact half point of a very difficult first part of the season.
With help is
I
on
say
the
under.
Way.
Under.
Help is oh, okay. on the way. No,
I'm just saying
we don't bet unders.
Well, all right. I'm not going to answer that. Jay
you
says, first time
it.
At the bar. What a game. Let's go, boys.
Let's go,
Jay.
Jay,
I hope we saw you tonight.
I hope we
now.
Saw
I hope
you
we
too,
got
man.
To meet you, man. Sometimes,
if we didn't, that's on
you know,
us.
We try not to like bother people out of nowhere, but we
Tomorrow,
do
if you come, make sure that you talk to someone.
I don't
you know?
Anymore because one time I went up to a table and I was like, hey, I'm Brendan. And they were like,
They're like, we'll have a Diet Coke.
Diet Coke.
Now move along.
Like, I'm here for the Chiefs game. I'm like, all right, yeah, yeah.
For the
you
Chiefs.
Guys have a good one.
Nobody's ever here for the
I
Chiefs
know, it's
game.
A joke.
Nobody's ever here for the Chiefs. Don't, well, I don't want you fooling people here. You guys want to go while we wait for Ryan Blackburn?
Oh, wow, we still have Ryan Blackburn?
He says done in 30 seconds. He'll be any second, so he's actually probably on
we
his way
We give you
to
one
set up.
Shot, Ryan. Like we're waiting for you?
Really quick around the association. Raptors-Bucks. The Raptors win, guys. You would never guess it.
But the Raptors get the win. Pascal Siakam goes for 30, 10, and 10. A triple-double.
Ooh.
And the Raptors win. Bucks get the L. The Blazers got a win tonight somehow.
What?
How that shitty Blazers team?
That's awesome, guys. They bookended that horrible Nuggets game with a win over the Nets and a win over whom?
The Wizards.
Yeah, right.
Wes Unseld's Wizards.
Wes Unseld Jr.
We're now 22-21.
Still
a good
record.
Michael Malone is fist bumping that he has a better record than Wes Unseld?
Absolutely.
I think he was a little too, like, he's doing a little too good.
Yeah. Calm down. Reality.
No,
reality
I think that Malone is just like in a tunnel of despair most days. When like everyone's hurt, everyone's like, until like tonight when the vibes have thawed, the leaf has been turned.
I could see Michael Malone stating his record, not the Nuggets' record, but his. He's like, I'm not counting Popeye's losses. Those are not me. He's like, this season we're 21 and 16 when I coach. But,
Do those go under Popeye's like record as a head coach?
I think it goes to Michael Malone. Yeah, it goes to Michael Malone.
All right, let's keep going.
Hey, Ryan Blackburn is here with us. Oh, we'll finish around the association. Ryan is in the house.
Look at this. Look at Ryan.
It's great to see you, man. on a scale of 1 to 10, how much fun did you have at Ball Arena tonight?
Guys, I gotta tell you, this was a fantastic, fantastic win. The vibes were immaculate immediately at the arena tonight, and you could sense the energy like once you got into the building. For whatever reason, the Lakers just draw a lot more energy into the building than some of the other games, and it was just fantastic to be there and fantastic to watch fans just leave immediately.
So do you think it was that the Nuggets sense that this game meant a little bit extra, that this was like a little bit more meaningful?
Start a fire.
Well, it's funny that you say that, actually. Nikola, he actually said at the beginning of his presser that he thought that they would either win by 30 or lose by 30 based off of the energy in the building tonight, or what people were saying tonight. So I think there might be something to that. I'm not really sure, but kind of cool to think about from just how wild the season has been, that they had that capability in them to put up this number.
Last one here before we get to the media availability, but do you have like a favorite sad Lakers fan tonight that you just observed? Was there like a specific fan you saw that was like, hey, I'm going to remember this guy?
There wasn't, but I will say just the vibes at the beginning when the Lakers were scoring with Denver, the energy from those fans was so high. They got 20 points in the paint in the first quarter. And everybody felt really good, and you could just see it tapering off minute by minute, quarter by quarter. It was fantastic to watch. This is just a crazy feeling, I think, to be in this position where you could beat the Lakers by 35.
I just love thinking about how miserable experience this was for somebody that spent like $500 tonight to come to this game, and it was just like, wow, this was not fun for a single second. Maybe 3 minutes at the beginning, it was okay, it was bearable, but
biggest win over the Lakers in Nuggets history.
Oh, they paid for that.
Margin of victory.
I love it.
Margin
of victory. I absolutely love it. All right, well, let's go inside the post game commentary here. Michael Malone, how would you say his mood was tonight?
Full disclosure, I didn't realize I was having the full quotes until midway through Michael Malone's presser, but his vibes were immaculate is how I would describe it. He was straight up vibing for sure. He highlighted the 35 assists to 6 turnovers, which anytime you get a margin like that, your coach is going to be smiling ear to ear.
This is back-to-back games, by the way, with 35 assists, I believe. I know this last game, that last game against Portland was a little like whatever, but hey, two times in a row, 35 is a lot of assists.
Also 20-plus threes for the second time in a row.
Yep.
On winning the second half for the second time in a row, he said, we're going streaking.
We're streaking, baby. I'm telling you, bones is the key. Unlocks everything.
I'm taking off my clothes and ran down the street.
What else did he have to say?
He gave Davon Reed the DPOG chain. That was a shoo-in, I think, based off of how the game unfolded tonight.
Yeah.
There was a lot of talk about the bench, a lot of talk about Bones. On Bones and on the key to the bench, he said that they were playing as one tonight. And I have to think that a lot of that, just everybody's sort of finding their role with this particular bench unit, with Jeff Green kind of as the roller, everybody else spacing for Faku, and then Bones attacking when he has the ball too. He said on Bones, basically saying that it would be hard to get into a rhythm. Bones was having a difficult time, and it was Faku, Faku, Faku. He said that he wanted to get Bones the ball more, and I think that we've definitely seen that over the course of these last two.
No doubt about it. Where do you stand on – I mean, I know you saw the tweet. I know you gave me a shout-out tonight. I appreciate it. I mean, these two games have been very good for Bones, kind of expected. Are you fully buying into the Bones renaissance?
I never really left. This is the journey of a rookie, right? Like when you get into these situations where the grind of the season, like they just hit game 40 and game 41. He was having some good moments. He was having some bad moments, and he was in a little bit of a valley. And now we're seeing him peaking a little bit. And this is what really talented players do when they're really young in the league, is they just need that one little bit of spark. And he got that in the last game and really carried it over in a big fashion tonight. He was fantastic for sure.
He really was fantastic. And he's so fun when he's fantastic too, man. He really is.
He might be one of the top vibe suppliers on the roster, right?
He's definitely a vibe supplier. He is a vibe supplier. Wholesaler.
That's an really archetype now.
Really a vibes wholesaler, I would say. All right, well, anything else from Malone?
He mentioned that they had no excuses about the injuries. But also that the schedule also sucks, and that they're playing Utah on the back-to-back for a third time.
Love that he's
and
bringing this up.
And the Jazz have 4 days off. So, yeah, no, shout-out to you, Adam, who I know you've been harping on this for sure. Malone is in your corner on this one for sure.
It's so dumb. Like, the Jazz basically have a training camp to prepare for this game. Like, training camp's 4 days. The Jazz had 4 days to prepare for the Nuggets. It's ridiculous. The Nuggets have, like, they'll wake up tomorrow and play. All right. Should we move on to was it Bones Highland tonight?
Yeah. So we got Bones, we got Davon Reed, and we got Nikola Jokic tonight.
Let's get some Bones.
For sure. On his threes going in, and it's he said it gives confidence to the whole team, and I think there's something to that.
Wow.
Once people see Bones having fun, and once they see him playing well, the Nuggets have played well as a team. The stats been floating out there that the Nuggets are now, I think, 9-0 when he scores at least 10 points. That's not an accident. It's like that's when the bench is playing well, when they get him the ball and he delivers. That's a really, really big deal. He says, on the vibe, and I'm kind of dotting here, we came back the next day after the Clippers loss. We talked it out. Everyone's more comfortable now. That's what we needed just to get tighter. And I like that. I think that makes a lot of sense, that everybody just kind of needed to take a breath and realize that they can play well. They've shown it over these past couple that they can do it. It's just about falling into the right roles. And I think that there really is something to that with this bench unit.
It's interesting, man, because we were just talking about that on today's show, about whether or not we buy, you know, they needed the confidence builder. They needed to know, like, hey, this is what we're capable of. 37 points on LeBron James. They needed that. But I'm still like, I'm not sold. I'm not convinced. I'm like, hey, I'm encouraged, right, but not convinced. Right. So it sounds like everybody's stopping a little bit short of that. But hey, tomorrow would go a long way to convincing me a little bit that the Nuggets are back. So we'll see.
He also mentioned on Kent Bazemore, who he was getting pretty physical with, and who was getting physical with him, that they were in the same agency. He likes it when the veterans test him, and having a guy that's in the same agency as him actually. That was something that he thought about today. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. The agency stuff is weird, though. That's always weird to me.
Yeah. On Davon Reed, he said on his threes, and I actually asked him about this, that I think a lot of people have been surprised that his three has been such a weapon so far this year, that he does a lot of other stuff other than just a Torrey Craig type role. And he said on his threes, I want people to know that that's a part of my game. I was a 40% three-point shooter in college.
Talk your talk.
I'm telling you, like 40 or 50% of three-point shooting is confidence. So hearing that, I'm like, all right, he's got the confidence aspect of it.
A wide-open read three is awfully close to the circle.
Oh, really?
It's awfully close to the circle of trust.
Really?
I'm pretty close, Ryan. Where are you? Do you trust an open
read
three?
Is open read three in the circle of trust for you?
Brendan, I think he's a guy that really rises to the moment. I would definitely agree with
that. What a way around that question, but okay. All right.
A-plus, nice Ryan.
Well, all right, round and round we go. What else?
On guarding LeBron James, he said, that LeBron had worked him pretty good in the post during his rookie year, that he wanted some revenge, really soaked in that moment when it happened. He was really looking forward to this game, and he was clearly up for it.
Am I a Davon Reed guy?
Dude.
Why wouldn't you be, man?
Are you alive?
I think that might be a Davon Reed guy. Yeah.
Yep. No reason not to be.
I mean, I like his game. I don't love his game. I like it, but I love these quotes. So.
I'm saying, like, that guy that could step in and defend the way he defended tonight, that's not Aaron Gordon, that's just, like, another guy on the – like, we don't think of him as a defensive
presence. I still don't.
He was incredible tonight. Like, that's a role on the squad that is, like, dearly missing. And so I love it. Like, he's, like, stepping into that Torrey Craig role.
Kind of is. I like it. Okay? Keep it going, Ryan.
On getting the two-way contract, because this was the first time I think that we had talked to him since he got it. He says, I'm not satisfied. He wants to learn to get better every day. That was how he phrased it. And then he was also later asked whether he had conversations with Tim Connelly about upgrading that to thing to a standard contract. And he kind of walked that back a little bit. That was kind of... Probably he said he was taking it one step at a time, was the direct quote.
Fair.
But on the bench, he says, we're figuring it out just like the rest of the team. We've been hitting our stride the last couple of games. He was not necessarily verbose in this one, but he said it very efficiently and was very good with what he did with the media. I really like him, guys. I really do.
I do too, man. Really like him. All right, what else? What else we got from tonight?
And last one, we've got Nikola Jokic on what's working Who? Right now. That this was the win by 30 or lose by 30 quotes. He talked about the Clippers loss and said that that was a tough loss against the Clippers, that we were supposed to win, that kind of prompted them a little bit. On Davon Reed, he said, there's not much guys playing like that in today's NBA, kind of that garbage player role, but more of just a physical toughness kind of role. He said he gave us that little bit of extra energy. On the bench playing well, we can play bad because we know they have our back.
Love it, man. I love that a lot. Jokic is he's a good leader saying stuff like this. Wonder if he really believes it, but hey,
I mean, look, if the bench is going to get killed by not just the media, but let's be honest, right? Like the coach talking openly in the post game pressers, and killed is like they've deserved it. They haven't been good enough, but you to be a leader, you have to take the opportunities to shout out when they do rise to the occasion. You have to.
I'll tell you, so much of this is about combos. Faku, Bones, Reed. I'm intrigued, guys. I'm intrigued. 1, 2, 3, because Bones clearly provides that like threes and rim. scoring, you know, he gets to hit the three, he can get to the rim. Faku obviously does what he does, including defensively. And then Reed, I mean, he needs to make his shots. That's kind of the thing that flips this, because if you have 2 3-point shooters, 2 out of 3 of those guys are 3-point shooters, you got it. If you don't, you don't. And Davon Reed is that switch guy. I don't know if he's going to be an every game 3-point shooter, but at least he gives you another wrinkle there. So I'm intrigued that the bench has found a combination in that backcourt. And then you add Zeke, who's obviously played great tonight. You know, I'm intrigued. Yeah.
Ryan, I'm a man of the people, so you know, you just
he's the man of the people.
Yeah, for sure. Everybody knows that. we just got a super chat for you specifically, and you seem to be in a very, very good mood. So
why don't we bring it down?
This is the moment to just like bring it up a little bit more. They wanted to ask what were your thoughts on Faku tonight?
Oh,
it actually says what are your thoughts on Faku?
No, your tonight.
Tonight.
Here's what I will say is that Faku Campazzo is an NBA caliber player. He is
good start.
A fantastic teammate. He's somebody who I think brings up the vibe of everybody around him, and I think
a super guy.
Like where you need the high energy, and especially against a team like Portland last game, where you need somebody who can just will you and push you over the top in a way like he did last night. He fit in. In both of those scopes, and I think that he is part of that bench renaissance, where you have guys who you don't necessarily have to do it all the time and do it your way all the time. He was able to get out of the way tonight and make way for a guy like Bones, make way for a guy like Davon Reed, Zeke Nnaji, guys like that. But it was a part of the healthy unit, and I do think that Adam is onto something here. That when the unit is healthy, Faku will look better. I do not necessarily like. I still have concerns, guys, and I won't lie to anybody. And the plus minus is generally a symptom of the problem. It doesn't necessarily mean he's the actual problem, but I try to be as objective as possible on it, and I just try to point stuff out. And so for all of our Argentina listeners here, I love you guys. I love Facu. I hope that he has success. Don't ever get it twisted. I want the team to do well.
I love hearing that from you. I want to say it right back. As a someone who's clearly a Facu guy, I really like the information you put out. It's good for me to see. Like, it's a counterbalance to my bias. And I love hearing you say Facu's an NBA caliber player. I think I look at you as someone who looks at facts and talks about facts.
For sure.
I appreciate your contributions to the discourse. I appreciate you, Ryan Blackburn.
I think we have one more super chat for you.
I'm not just saying that.
We have one more super chat that says 5'11 legends reporting live from Denver. Let's go. Ryan, let's this was go. Fantastic. Thank you so much. People don't know this. He filled in on very short order. I texted him like 12 minutes ago.
King.
I texted him like 12
That's
minutes
our king.
Ago. And he filled in for us. Thank you so much, Ryan. Everybody go and check out Denver Stiffs. Obviously, my old gig. And don't forget the Pickaxe and Roll podcast. I'm sure he'll be podcasting into the wee hours of the night. Hey, I know that grind.
Do we know when people should show up tomorrow? I've been asked.
I'll talk about that in a second. Okay. Thank you so much, Ryan. Thank you so much, man. Get safely
Eric has
home.
No idea where he is. Bye, thanks, Ryan. Get home safe, man.
I want him to answer that question.
How fucking long are we saying bye to Ryan?
Eric, that was a pretty quick goodbye.
Eric,
I was like trying to move
Eric
us along.
Just woke back up. Give him a second.
Tomorrow, the bus leaves. I believe at 4:45 is when we start. At 4:45, I believe we're going to start loading the bus. At 5 o'clock, it leaves. So. You can get here at any time before that. You can get here at noon. You can get here at 1. You can get here at 2, 3, 4. Whatever you want to do, just know that the bus is going to start loading around then. And look, we're going to have some name tags tomorrow for everybody because I know a lot of people are going to be meeting each other for the first time. You don't have to wear a name tag. We'll all take them off when we get on the bus because that boy will know everybody. But when we come to hang out and get to know everyone, I want everybody to come out and be like, hey, you're so-and-so from the chat. Like, hey, it's great to meet you. Like, and hang out.
Definitely,
that's my vision for tomorrow. I'm going to hopefully help foster that so we all get to meet each other in real life. We got two super chats. Let's get to them both real quickly before we end this
hour and a half longer
podcast.
I have to go to the bathroom so bad.
Me too.
Me too. I'm dying.
Come on, we should see who can wait the longest.
I'm losing. I'm losing.
You're losing it?
I'm running out of
steam. Should I get to the super chat?
Please.
All right,
rapping.
I'm going to read this. Hey, we got to go quickly here.
Yeah, tight cross.
So I'm going to read this. Mark Hansotia.
Mitch, do you want to sit in for the last 5 minutes?
Hold up. He says,
"We need you. We need you,
Comrade LeBron, Queen of China. Take your L back to L.A."
Yeah, you didn't think you were about to read that. Yeah.
Don't love those parts of it, but you know what?
Do appreciate the super chat.
Thanks for the money.
The part there. No, you have one more. Get your ass back here. Do not go piss yet. All right, we got one more. Jeremy says,
go piss, girl.
Immaculate vibes, brother. Immaculate vibes right back to you, brother. And to everybody watching for us, I know this was a long show, but we were feeling it, guys. Saturday night, we appreciate everybody that tuned in, everybody that sent the super chat, everybody that came to the bar, just everybody that sent some good vibes our way. Thank you so much. Enjoy your Saturday night. We're going to do this again tomorrow, only more so. We'll see you guys then.
Let's go.
I'm excited to see you all tomorrow.
A Friday show on a Saturday, which means not one, but two reads for our friends at Green Mountain Dental Group, the best damn family-owned dentist in the metro. You should know that by now. If you're familiar with this show, then you know what you need to know from this read right now. If you schedule a cleaning, x-ray, and exam with our friends at Green Mountain Dental Group, you can walk out of the door with a free Sonicare toothbrush. That's an exceptional deal. It's a great value. They're going to help you take care of your teeth. You can go home with the right tools to keep taking care of your teeth. And here's the best part. That awkward small toss with your dentist? Well, they're extreme Colorado sports fans there, just like you, just like me, just like all of us here at DNVR. Green Mountain Dental Group, check them out.